In a recent poll, 57% of Americans say they think spending cuts will help the economy. But will the president heed their calls in his upcoming jobs agenda speech? My next guest doubts it. Joining us is Emily Eakin. She's the director of polling for the Reason Foundation. Emily, that's a big number. 57% think spending will help our economy. I mean, spending cuts, rather, will help our economy?
Yes, it was quite interesting. We asked Americans if government were to reduce spending, whether it would hurt more than help, help more than hurt, or have no impact. And 57% said that the net effect, they believe, would be it would help the economy.
Now, how do they think it will help the economy? Because obviously the general media always puts that out there, that it's counterintuitive that the less you spend, the better the economy becomes.
Well, I think there are a couple of things to consider. The government has already spent a lot of money in stimulus and bailouts, and it's not obvious that that has been successful in creating jobs. And so we've seen the emphasis in public sentiment shifting towards cutting spending as a way to help the economy.
I also think that maybe people felt also that this government keeps spending and keeps spending. That money's got to come from somewhere. So I think your poll talks about taxes and how much people fear their taxes are going to go up to pay for all of that spending.
Yes, absolutely. Overwhelmingly, 69% of Americans believe that their taxes are going to increase in the next 5 years. And a sizable chunk, about a third, think their taxes will increase a lot. And then on top of that, when we ask if the government were to increase taxes, would those increased revenues be used to pay down the national or the budget deficit, or would they be used to spend on new programs instead? 62% believe that that money would actually be spent on new programs instead of addressing the budget deficit.
Sort of like the Cookie Monster, just can't get enough. More, more, more. So ultimately, where do you think, and I'm not sure if the survey covered this, but where do you think this ranks with people when they go into the voting booth with respect to their decision next time around? Are they going to say, this ranks really high on who I'm going to vote for? Because ultimately, none of us really like to be taxed, or at least overtaxed.
I think so, and I think that President Obama would be wise to keep this in mind. We found overwhelming support for a government spending cap, for a balanced budget amendment, and when we asked how people thought that the government should pay down the national debt, 57% wanted the emphasis to be on spending cuts. Only 23% wanted there to be equal emphasis on tax increases and spending cuts.
So ultimately, I think the real message here, particularly for politicians, is people are a lot smarter than you think they are.
This would suggest that people are starting to question whether government spending is actually the source of job creation in our economy.
Well, they should question it, because so far we've just spent a lot of money in the last couple of years. And I don't know if you saw the jobs report today, but it was a goose egg.
I did.
Okay. Emily, thanks a lot. Appreciate
yes.
it.